big problems, by the way, of the web. That, you know, if you look up news in 20 different newspapers, you basically find the same kind of information, just slightly changed maybe. Anyway, this rapid growth of sort of knowledge applied to computers, my favorite way of saying is always this, that if you have understood any new development in computers, it's bound to be obsolete. No? So I think this gives a clear picture of how fast our area and other areas are developing. Now, the other big misunderstanding of most people in the world is that sort of our knowledge sort of linearly grows slowly. We get more and more knowledge about certain things. That's absolutely not true. Our knowledge actually grows in steps. And these steps correspond to inventions and discoveries. And of course, by the very definition of discoveries and inventions, they are not predictable. You know, how could you predict the impact of North America in the year 1400 when North America was not discovered yet, you know? How could you predict the impact of, atomic energy or atomic weapons in 1900 when physicists still said atom means atomos, which is indivisible, and that's it, you know? So it is these steps that actually will continue to happen, and we have no idea what they will look like. And of course, these will influence us greatly, but we don't know what these steps will be like, okay? The fourth reason is that our lives, whether they're private or company or country or whatever, are in for many more surprises than we usually think. That's fairly deep, and there's a very nice book about this, and some of you must have read it, The Black Swan. And already in the preface of the book, Taleb gives this very nice example of this young chicken of a turkey, which is just hatched, and this little chick of the turkey is of course quite afraid of the farmer, you know, this big tall guy. But the farmer brings every day fresh water and fresh food, and once a week cleans the stable. So the turkey grows up and is quite happy with its life, you know. And after a few months, the turkey thinks, this is the best possible life that I have here, and it will continue forever like this. And of course, one day before Thanksgiving, the poor turkey loses the head, you know. And Taleb says this is exactly what happened to us, say, in the economic crisis and the financial crisis, or what happened to us when we had the blowout of the oil, you know, just a few weeks ago. And, you know, we were very surprised that this could happen. We shouldn't have been surprised, you know. Anyway, it was clear at some stage this might happen, you know, and so it did happen, okay? So, you know, and there are many other examples like this, like, you know, think the breakdown of the East Bloc. Nobody expected it, and suddenly it happened, you know. So, Taleb argues why we are not used to surprises. And there are three major arguments, and the ones with Dar I will only discuss in the keynote conversation afterwards. But one I want to discuss here, because I think it's one of the most important lessons that I have learned from Taleb's book. And if you can take back only this one lesson, then I think I have already achieved something. So what Taleb did is the following. He took a photo of some object, suppose this little remote control for my laptop, and then he made this photo fuzzy. And then he showed this fuzzy picture to 100 people and asked them what they see. And some guessed right and some guessed wrong. Just to be concrete, suppose that 80% guessed right, that this is the remote control for my computer. Now then Taleb took this fuzzy picture and made it still more less sharp. So he had now two versions, the original fuzzy picture and the one, this is already completely fuzzy. And to a comparison group, he gave first the very, very fuzzy picture, and then he gave to the same group also the picture he gave to the first group. So the second group had more information. They had a very fuzzy picture and a fuzzy picture. And now the second group was asked, what do you see? And now hold on, if you haven't heard this before, only 20%, not 80%, recognized that it was the remote control. What's happening here? How come the second group that has more information does much worse than the first group that has less information? What happens here is a phenomenon that's very human and that has been now proven with similar experiments a number of times, and I think that